Greetings, everyone. Welcome to our treasured words. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Father, we're grateful for the opportunity we have to study your word. Pray that you would lift our hearts, guide us in all that we do. We'll be sure to praise you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Our treasured words today are found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Folks, gratitude is an attitude of the heart. I like that. Are you living with a grateful mind? Are you rejoicing in all things? Do you know it's God's will for you to learn what it means to give thanks in all things and live with a heart of gratitude? God does some of his greatest work in our lives when we realize that we really do need him. His power is most clearly on display when we trust him in the things that we cannot control. Are we focusing on the difficulties of life? Or are we considering it all joy because we know that God's at work? Now, I'm not talking about putting a fake smile on your face, trying to make it look like everything's okay, everything's hunky-dory. I'm talking about the power of God working in our lives to show us more of his love in spite of the struggles and the difficulties that we face. Are we thankful for the blessings of our life? You see, it's easy to miss out on the blessings of life because we're so focused on the things that we don't have right now. Are we grateful for the things that God has provided for us? Doesn't matter who you are, what your situation is, every one of us has reasons to be thankful. We'll choose to be grateful for what we have, or we'll choose to allow the things that we don't have to rob us of our joy. God blesses us so we can bless other people. A grateful heart chooses to give and to live generously. If we trust that all we have has been given to us by God, we will live with open hands, giving hands. When we focus on what Jesus has already done for us, we'll have a much better chance of hearing the Spirit guiding us into a life of victory. Is there a time in your day that you set aside where nothing distracts you? Now, I know that right now it's difficult because of the challenges of our situation, but we must find the time. We must find the place to go to God's Word to be reminded of the good news of the gospel. Our treasured words tell us, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will concerning you in Christ Jesus. Folks, God is still on the throne, and it's God's will that we learn what it means to give thanks in all things and live with a grateful heart. Are we willing to focus on who he is and what he's done for us? Because if we are, we will discover how to be grateful. Amen? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're grateful and thankful for the opportunity to study your word, and I pray that you would sink it into our hearts and that we would do according to what you have told us to do. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Folks, God is good all the time. See you in church.